All right, Robin, Chris here from the popbreak.com. What's up, good brother? How you doing over there?
I'm doing good. How are you, Rob?
I'm good, man. I'm excited for this one. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show a model, former pageant participant, a world-traveled esports competitor, and a female trailblazer in the world of gaming. Please welcome to the show, Miss Avery Henderson. Avery, what's up? How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for a few minutes. Now, obviously, we're in crazy times right now, kind of this whole quarantine. How are you doing right now? How's your family doing? And is there kind of a silver lining right now for this in the world of gaming?
Yeah, I'm actually really excited. I'm from Colorado, and things are opening up here on Friday this week.
Oh, wow.
It's really exciting for me. I know not the entire world is like that, but I definitely see a silver lining in the entire world, hopefully soon. But in the gaming industry, yeah, absolutely. I mean, people are stuck at home right now, and they are bored, and they don't have anything to do. So for the gaming industry especially, I mean, I think Nintendo Switch is completely sold out.
yeah, with that and Animal Crossing.
Yeah, people are really turning to gaming for streamers. They're turning to them for entertainment, and just for people who don't watch streams and are into games, people are really turning to that for entertainment. So a lot of games are sold out right now. A lot of different types of gaming consoles and things like that are sold out right now. So it's great for the gaming industry.
Absolutely. Nunez, what do you got over there?
So to rewind a little bit, how did you get your start in the world of gaming?
Honestly, it was all by chance. I was really, really heavy into modeling and pageants when my gaming career started to take off.
Okay.
I kind of just started uploading some stuff and just quickly gained a fan base, so I was really, really lucky in that aspect. I have a huge passion for it, and as I started to dabble more into it, I kind of realized how big of an impact this industry has on women and can have on women, and I really wanted to take over that role and just be a huge role model for women in the industry, because it does get pretty difficult just being in the public eye as a female in such a male-dominated space. So.
Speaking of starts, how did you actually get your start in modeling?
It was just something that I really wanted to do from the age of about 16. I kind of was like, man, I really want to start modeling. I don't know where it came from or why, but I kind of just went and just went for it, and I went to an agency, and I got signed to the top agency in my city. Kind of off the bat, I was just very, very natural at it, and I loved, you know, that type of work. So I just really enjoyed it, and I wanted it, so I went for it.
That's awesome to hear.
That's awesome, yeah. And now you're killing it in gaming and modeling and all that. So Nunez and I over here, we're huge like retro gamers. Like we grew up with the NES, the Nintendo, and all that. What do you do any of like the retro gaming? Like you know, just as a hobby. And I'm curious, like what was like the first game that you ever played?
Yeah, actually, when I used to go to Sunday school as a kid, for some reason they had like this giant room with a bunch of those types of games.
Nice.
So, you know, I was pretty good at Pac-Man.
There you go.
Not really. But, no, I did play those games in Sunday school at church, but I never got super into them to where I was trying to grind the leaderboards or anything like that.
So, obviously, you've been killing it. You've been traveling all over the world. I believe you led the first ever all-female PUBG tournament that was professionally broadcasted. Over 150,000 live views. You raised over $5,000 to charities, including Fred Hutch and Children's Miracle Network. Tell us what it means to you right now, working for those charities and using your platform for such great causes such as this.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. I used to raise money as a pageant contestant for Miss America for Children's Miracle Network, and I did that for years of my life. And within that time, I was actually able to visit the hospitals and meet some of the children that were suffering from different types of illnesses. And, you know, it's one thing to sit here and raise charity and donate money and feel good that you're, you know, doing something for a good cause. But it's completely different to actually meet these people that you're helping.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it just really created like a strong bond for me with that charity specifically. And so when I thought of Girl Gamer Royale, wanted to encourage females to, you know, kind of embrace their inner nerdy gamer girl in the space, because we just get a lot of hate for even engaging in video games, and so I wanted to create a community of supportive and helpful females and also a competitive environment for those females who take gaming a bit more seriously. And I originally wanted to offer a cash pool for these girls, but as I thought about it more and as the views started rising as we ran about four of these tournaments and I realized how big the platform was, I was like, you know what, I just want to do it for charity. So I just want these girls to join in for a good cause. And luckily, everyone decided to join in just, you know, out of the kindness of their hearts. And
that's fantastic.
Just to create a nice community. So it's been really, really amazing.
Wow. Round of applause on that one, Nunes. That's great. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
That's kind of clap before when we were talking about charities. I don't know if that came through, but.
I know you're clapping over there. But yeah, that's what it's all about. We appreciate people using their platform for great causes just like that. Nunes, what do you got over there?
So we're talking about communities, and Rob mentioned that you've been to a whole bunch of tournaments. Is there a favorite place that you've traveled to?
That's a tough one. I love Europe just because the scenery is beautiful.
I've never been to Europe. I've always wanted to go.
You know, for some reason in my mind, I always thought that Paris, like seeing the Eiffel Tower, was something that I would never do. So when I saw it and with my own eyes, I just stood there for a while because I was like, man, I never thought I would be able to actually see the Eiffel Tower with my own eyes. It was beautiful. But favorite places, I absolutely love Mexico, so it was really cool. And I speak Spanish, not completely fluently, but well enough to hold a conversation and really connect with people who do speak Spanish. So going to Mexico was amazing. I actually met one of my now closest friends in Mexico at the tournament that I was competing in because I was the only girl there, and she was sitting in the stands. And I think she took a picture of me and put it up on Instagram and tagged me in it. And that's kind of how I became friends.
Oh, wow.
Which is really funny, but yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool. It's such like a cool community and such an amazing thing that you're doing and being a part of right now. And you get to travel all over the world. Moving forward, now you kind of touched on this in a few in your answers, but I host another podcast where it's kind of a feminist podcast, you know, just with a lot of the guests we have are self-proclaimed feminists. So they wanted me to ask you a question. One of my friends who's worked in the video game industry, she says she sees a lot of misogyny in that industry. It's kind of normalized in that community. You know, also you've worked in modeling and pageantry where there's a lot of competition, maybe some cruelty as well.
Yeah.
I guess, do you see your title as being a model ever undercut your credibility as a gamer?
I don't think so. For me personally, I feel like it kind of puts an edge on my name and my career. I think there's two different types of gamer girls, the way that the world sees us. And the first type of gamer girl is the really, really sexy one, right? You know, the ones that you see where they're, like, wearing big anime costumes.
Yeah.
The second type of gamer girl are the more serious types of gamer girls where, you know, they're maybe not necessarily so girly. And this isn't actually factual, but this is just what the world categorizes females into when they see or hear female gamer. And so for me, I really like the aspect that I came from pageants and modeling because it totally takes that stereotype away. And I'm really hoping that with my image and just with what I'm doing, that I can start to normalize just your average girl who likes to play video games and not those categories of super, super sexy or, you know, maybe somewhat tomboyish girl who plays video games. Because there really are so many normal, just at, you know, not that those types of girls aren't normal as well, but I just don't like the fact that you're either categorized as one or the other. Because there's
You're not putting a box. You're just a normal girl, that plays games.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You kind of touched on this a little bit. Do you find that, like, you experience when you're playing online, do you experience a lot of, like, misogyny and things like that? I mean, obviously, things are going great for you, but just curious if you ever encounter anything like that.
Oh, 100%. Every single day. Every single day I get told, you know, like, awful things, honestly. But at the same time, if I can work through it and thicken up my skin and encourage other people to dive into gaming, either as a career or just as a hobby and really embrace it, then I want to do that. Because I know for me, while I was kind of in modeling and pageants, the pressure to be extremely girly on me kind of got to me just a little bit. And I know it happens to other girls too, girls that are even interested in regular sports, not just esports, but regular sports. You know, we get told that we're not good enough or we'll never be as good as a man or, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're just a girl.
Like that, so,
yeah.
Exactly. So if I mean, I now have a huge platform, and just 5 months of streaming on Facebook, I, you know, gained over 180,000 followers. I'm very, very
appreciative
of, very lucky to have, and I really want to use that and propel my career, obviously, but I also want to use that platform to encourage people. So, I'm in the position now to where I can do that, and I want to keep doing that.
Wow, that's a super inspiring answer right there. That's amazing. Nunes,
yeah, we're all about positive vibes here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So bring it back to gaming, what are you actually playing right now, like in your free time?
Most of the time I play Call of Duty Warzone. It's the Battle Royale version of Call of Duty.
Yep.
Okay.
It's really fun. Yeah, that's what I play mostly.
It's the big one, I know. It's all about Call of Duty right now. But I wanted to ask you this. If you could, now, like, Nunes and I were always doing, like, top 25 games of all time, you know. We have some streaming ideas ourselves. I'm still learning a lot about it. There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah.
But what would be, if you had to pick again, or if you could throw out a handful here, top 3 games of all time?
Oh, man. See, that was tough for me because I just started gaming, like, 2.5 years ago. I mean, I talked about my childhood a little bit, but really didn't dive completely into it. The games that I were most into growing up were, obviously, Rock Band,
yes,
or Guitar Hero. I think it's still one of the best games. I don't think they've been updating it, but it is a great family game to just get together with mom, dad, and the kids and have one person on the drums. The other person singing. We used to do that all the time.
Absolutely.
It was a really, really good family game. But as of now, I play first-person shooters. So my favorite of those is probably PUBG and Warzone. So those would probably be my top 3 that I've personally played and dove into.
That was a great answer. I love Rock Band. I'm a drummer over here, so I love Rock Band. That's such a great game.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So outside of gaming, any other hobbies or things that you're into that we don't know about?
You know, besides going to Paris.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that was inside gaming, though. I've never gone on my own, but I got to go for a poker tournament. That was awesome. But outside of gaming, I hiked. And something that's really weird that I do, I do aerial silk, which,
oh, cool.
For anyone who doesn't know, it's an aerial acrobatic sport, and I was actually the first person to ever perform this in the Miss America organization for Miss Missouri America.
What? Is there a video?
So I actually performed this on stage.
Yeah, there needs to be a video of
that. Yeah, we need to see. That's awesome. That's
really cool. One. Yeah. I do have one.
Is that going up on the channel or probably not?
Yeah, I have it up on my Facebook right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we'll definitely check it out.
That's awesome. Well, Avery, thank you again for a few minutes. I just want to run this by you before we get out of here. And again, thank you so much for your time. So this is crazy to me right now that, you know, this is an actual full-time job for people, streaming and all that kind of stuff. You know, I'm learning a lot about streaming myself and using all my media platforms for stuff like this. Nunes and I got some kind of retro gaming ideas, in our brain going on right now. What advice would you have for some up-and-coming streamers or gamers right now that want to be the next Avery Henderson?
That's a loaded question.
Okay.
I have lots of advice for people, but I think the most important thing, obviously, is if you ever decide that you want to start streaming, you really, really have to take it as a career. I think it's kind of like not worth your time to just turn on a camera and play video games. There's so much more on the business side of it that goes on. You know, I graduated college when I was 20, graduated high school a year early, then I graduated college a year early.
Wow.
And I have a degree in business with a minor in marketing. And so I really use that for my career. And I think it's really important to make sure that you treat business relationships like a business, and you know, you keep things very professional, because at the end of the day, if you want it to be a career, you have to treat it that way. So that would be my biggest advice for someone just starting out.
Wow, that's great. Great advice, and very, very super impressive resume right there. And real quick before we get out of here, Avery, tell everyone where they can follow you on YouTube, social media, all that good stuff.
My Facebook is fb.gb/MissAvery, spelled all the way out, MissAvori. And that's primarily where I stream right now. And all of my other social media is Avery Liz, AVORILIZ, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all of that.
Awesome. Well, we'll definitely be watching. You know, keep killing it over there on Call of Duty and on your live streams. We'll be watching, and continued success. Thank you so much, Avery.
Yeah, thank you, Avery.